Here's a look at your KLAM News for this Saturday. Plymouth County Sheriff's Office is investigating a two-vehicle accident that happened late Friday afternoon at about 4:53 p.m. A 911 call came in to the County Communications Center indicating the accident occurred approximately 3 miles north of Remsen at the intersection of County Roads C-16 and L-14. The caller indicated that there were at least two people injured. The investigation showed that a 2004 Hummer H2 driven by 39-year-old Michelle Rose of rural Hinton was heading eastbound on County Road C-16 when she failed to stop at a stop sign and collided with the northbound 2017 Nissan Rogue driven by 45-year-old Ann Banstra of Pella. Banstra was driving on L-14, and as Rose went through the intersection, she was struck by Banstra. Both vehicles went into the northeast ditch where they came to a rest on their wheels. Injured in that accident were Banstra and a passenger in a Banstra vehicle, a 15-year-old female passenger. The Remsen ambulance transported those injured parties to the Orange City Hospital. They were then later transferred to Sanford Health Center in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, with non-life-threatening injuries. The Remsen Fire Department also responded and assisted with the call, as did the Remsen Police Department and the Iowa State Patrol. That accident continues to be investigated. Plymouth County Historical Museum will host the Mexican Fiesta on Sunday afternoon as part of its continuing series of culture and cuisine. A group of women living in Lamar's but originally from Mexico will share their heritage through food and fun. Yvette Cardenas is organizing the program, which is scheduled to start at 2 p.m. on Sunday. The program is to help the public become more acquainted with the Mexican community of Plymouth County and with their heritage. Mexican music and quite possibly dancing will fill the old Central Gymnasium. The program is free, and the Plymouth County Historical Museum began a 2020 international program with the Chinese New Year. Next will be a program focusing on Luxembourg, scheduled for March 22nd. The Plymouth County Historical Museum is located at 335 First Avenue Southwest in Lamar's. State Representative Dr. Tom Jennery and State Senator Jim Carlin, both Republicans, have scheduled 3 town hall meetings for this morning. The Iowa lawmakers will discuss legislative issues now facing the legislature, as well as gather input from their constituents. Those town hall meetings will be at the Kingsley Community Center starting at 8:30 this morning. The duo will then hold a town hall meeting at the Pearson City Hall at 10 a.m. And then finally, they will be at the Remsen City Council Chamber Room beginning at 11:15 a.m. Those meetings are open to the public. Former State Representative Ralph Clemmy of Lamar's officially announced on Friday that he is supporting Congressman Steve King and is endorsing King for his candidacy seeking re-election to represent Iowa's 4th Congressional District. King is facing competition from his own Republican Party as State Senator Randy Feenstra of Hull, former Woodbury County Supervisor Jeremy Taylor, and former Irwin Mayor Brett Richards are all trying to unseat the long-term congressman. Clemmy told the gathering of nearly 40 people at the American Bank in Lamar's that the upcoming primary election is important, not only for Northwest Iowa, but the entire state and the entire nation. Clemmy says primary elections can be nasty.
Primaries are nasty. They can become very nasty. And if you've never been involved one, you don't have a clue. And I never had a primary, so I was blessed. But they take money. You're starting to step on people's toes a little bit as you're trying to win the primary. You say things about the people in the primary that probably should not be said. And the biggest thing with that is the people that are running against you or whoever that is in the general election already has that fodder to go after you in the general election, because the primary brings out different things than that person may be able to bring out. Also, it takes a lot of money for a primary. And so that person, if that person does not have a primary, they have extra money where you've spent some money to win your primary. So those are things that are a little bit nasty about a primary. They're the people of your own party, and that hurts probably the most.
We will feature more comments from Ralph Clemmy, as well as also those shared by Congressman Steve King during our 10 o'clock news update. National FFA Week is next week, but several members of the Lamar's Community High School FFA chapter are getting an early start with promoting FFA by driving their tractors to school today. Several John Deere tractors are lined up together and parked among the other vehicles at the high school parking lot. Caleb Kurselman is the president of the Lamar's Community FFA chapter.
I think this is a great way to show what we love to our community and our support for FFA and how we like showing off how we live on a farm and like driving our tractors to school. And I don't know, we've had my brother actually kind of started this. This would be the fifth year, I think, of doing this, and we've had a great turnout every time, and every kid's look forward to it, and our FFA chapter looks forward to it every morning, and yeah, it's a great thing.
Gorselman says that FFA has evolved to be more than just an organization for students living on the farm.
Oh, FFA is a great organization. Future Farmers of America, I mean, anyone can be involved in it. We have a great chapter here at Lamar's. Kids who live in our city are still involved very well because we have an animal learning center out there and hydroponics that really brings them together. Yeah, there's a lot of people that live in town are still really involved in our FFA chapter. Even so many girls, we have a lot of girls that are involved now.
He says that the local FFA chapter has two projects within their classrooms that have appealed to students regardless whether or not they are members of the FFA.
We started last year, we had a little animal learning center and we had a calf and Sabato lambs, and we brought some pigs in, and we had some chickens, and that went really good, so we thought we'd bring it back again this year, so we got another dairy calf, and I think we're going to add a second one to the fleet here, and we got to bring pigs in here next week, and we got two Sabato lambs, so it really brings the kids in there every morning to do chores, and they really look forward to it.
In addition to the Animal Learning Center, Kurselman says that the Lamar's FFA chapter has also been growing vegetables without any soil through their hydroponic project.
We started that, I think this is our second or third year now, and it's really, really, really good thing for our chapter and kids who really like plants and stuff. And when the plants get big, we harvest them and give them to the kitchen in the school system. So it's really nice to see that the kids go and eat lettuce and stuff that came from the FFA room. Growing tomatoes now, and I think we're going to grow potatoes now. We got potatoes that came in the other day.
In April, FFA members across the state will convene for the state FFA convention. Kurselman says that he has been a participant at both the state and national FFA conventions and says that they were an awesome experience.
Oh, it's awesome going down there and meeting a lot of kids from, say, you go to the state convention, it's all Iowa, and going to workshops and listening to state officers and the speakers that they bring in that give some good speeches, and then you go down the national and the stuff you see on the way down there and all the workshops and the auditoriums to buy stuff and look at all the new machinery and stuff like that.
Next week, FFA members in Northwest Iowa will be competing in various public speaking, parliamentary procedure, and leadership contests at the sub-district FFA contest scheduled to be held at Marcus. And that is a look at your Saturday morning news here on KLEM.